Leaders. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening at home, covering the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only an act of worship, but it is also part of iman. It is part of iman to study the beloved life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look into the Quran, the kalam of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many messengers. Wadhkur fil kitabi Ibrahim. The Quran says, remember Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wadhkur fil kitabi Musa. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ. And so many messengers have been mentioned, and the Quran actually covers their life also. Then imagine the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon whom the Quran has been revealed. The Quran was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so as Muslims, we should try to study the beloved life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very beautiful kitab in the market, which is also in English now. Well, the English translation has been there for a long time, is Ash-Shifa بِتَعْرِفِ حُقُوقِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, the masterpiece work written by Qazi Ayaz. And the name of that kitab is Ash-Shifa. Ash-Shifa. And Shifa means cure. That studying the life of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is also Shifa. So a very lovely kitab, mashallah, that we can have in the library at home. When we talk about doing ta'aleem, then mashallah, you know, one paragraph, two paragraphs, every day, sitting in front of the children, mashallah, nowadays what is difficult? You have the mobile phone, you have the PDF version also, and it's easy to find books, mashallah. So always keep the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of you. This is something which is very, very important. And the beauty about the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that perhaps no man in the world has been documented and researched the way Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been exposed to humanity. Imagine if somebody said to you, right, do you give us permission to monitor you 24 hours, your day and your night, and we will narrate this and speak about your entire life to the whole world. How difficult will that be? It's very hard, isn't it? That constantly there are people around you. And Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in, they actually took permission of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, do you allow us to narrate about you at any time, anything what you do? And he simply laughed and he said, you can narrate about me any time, any hour, whatever you see, whatever you have in your mind that I did, narrate that. But he gave them a warning. He said, if you are going to falsify and speak lies and say something that is not accurate about me, then فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ, then that person will have to pay the price for it in Jahannam. And so Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in were very careful. But they would narrate everything about the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why you will find Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha as a woman. She is from the top narrators when it comes to narrating the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she did that khidmat, because she had seen the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the house, the Azwaj-e Mutahharat. And you will find generally the private life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being narrated by the close members of his family. So everything about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so unique, my respected brothers, subhanallah. And the more we talk about him, the more inshallah the heart will open up and we will have love for this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, he came in this dunya, the father was not there, and the mother Amina, she was a very brilliant, highly educated lady. In the Arabic language, she spoke fluent poetry. And a lady of great akhlaq. She was actually Madani, from Medina Munawwara. And when she married Hazrat Abdullah, she came to stay in Makkah Mukarrama. And she looked after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 6 years of age also, she decided to take Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Yathrib. At that time, the city was known as Yathrib, Medina Munawwara. So that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can also meet the maternal side of the family. The maternal side of the family was all living in Medina Munawwara. The paternal side was here in Makkah, the maternal was there in Medina Munawwara. And also to go and visit the qabr of the father, Hazrati Abdullah, who had passed away. So she took Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a female maid, Umme Ayman. So Umme Ayman was also with Hazrati Amina. And they went, mashallah. They remained in Medina Munawwara. But in Medina Munawwara, even when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very young, only 6 years of age, a lot of people were inquisitive. And the Yahud especially, that is where they had taken up the residence. So they were very inquisitive. They would look at the Ansari children very carefully. And in Medina Munawwara, when Bibi Amina came, there was this kind of a gossip that Bibi Amina brings a child with her whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umme Ayman, who was looking after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would want to interact with her. And two individuals came from the Ahle Yahud and they said, the child that Bibi Amina comes with, we want to meet him and we want to see him. Hazrat Amina was very careful in looking after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, because of what she had seen, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a very unique, special child. So she was very careful. So they came to Umm Ayman and they said that, you know, we want to see that child. So Umm Ayman allowed them to see Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah's Nabi was young, what, 5-6 years of age. So they looked at him and they turned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his back, turned him around, and they opened the back of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they read there, it was written, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was written? Muhammad Rasulullah. And this is called the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when they saw this, one of them nearly fell unconscious. And they started speaking to one another and they said that Nabuwat has left the Ahle Yahud. Nabuwat has left the Ahle Yahud. And this is the Nabi. This is the messenger. And they said, this city is going to be Darul Hijrah. Darul Hijrah, the migration city for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They started talking about this. And this became very viral, this news everywhere. Umm Ayman also panicked. She quickly got hold of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she took him straight to Bibi Amina and she explained that this is what is happening here. And Bibi Amina, being the mother, she was very scared, frightened. And she felt that it was only safe for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to go back to Makkah Mukarrama, because that is where the family was of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quraysh was there. And the Quraysh were powerful people. So it was best for him to go back. So immediately she said to Umm Ayman, let's prepare, without wasting time, let's go back. So they were now returning back from Madina Munawwara to go back to Makkah Mukarrama. The decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Death comes anytime. There was a brother who used to come all the time for dars here, Brother Muhammad, a Rivat brother. And if you remember, Umar, even for Urdu, Bichara, he never used to understand Urdu, but he used to come all the time in his bicycle. And his nikah was done here also. I believe the wife, we did the nikah here, she's also a Rivat. MashaAllah. He passed away, someone stabbed him on Nabro Road. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannah. A very strong Muslim, mashallah. He would always sit, even when I'm doing dars in Urdu, he did not understand, but he would sit. And he would come on his bike from the other side of Leicester. And I would say, mashallah, you okay? He says, yes, yes, Imam, I have to come and listen to the dars. But death comes any time, my respected brothers, the decree of Allah. That is why we should all be mentally very prepared, my respected brothers. It's not that we are young, so you know what, Malakul Maut is going to give us ample time. It's not that. When Allah wills something, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But we have to be ready. And look at the mother, all healthy, not even expecting anything to happen. Thinking, I'm going to take my son back. And I believe about 23 miles away from Madina Munawwara, Maqam-e Abwa, all of a sudden, fever, she falls ill, very, very ill. And she is left there. And in Abwa, the mother of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also passes away. Allahu Akbar. Now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest Nabi, is left with a female khadima maid whose name is Umme Ayman. And Umme Ayman is there, and then the grandfather is informed of the situation. So the grandfather came. That is why, my respected brothers, family ties is very important. Maintaining family ties is part of Iman. Never know what happens. The grandfather came immediately from Makkah Mukarrama to pick up the grandson, and he got to Abwa and he brought Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with him to Makkah Mukarrama, and it was Abdul Muttalib that now took him under his wing and was going to look after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But subhanallah al-azim, look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Hazrat Amina knew that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a very special child. Very special child. When you look at what she has mentioned, that this birth that she gave to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an extraordinary birth. It is said that she could not sense anything that was impure. But the entire room was scented. And it was scented and it was filled with nur that I could not see nothing but only anwar. Such was the nur in the room, she says, that in this condition Allah had shown me the palaces of Busra in Sham in Syria. And in some of the seerah books it is mentioned that when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born, like Isa alayhi salam was given this miracle that he spoke when he was a babe, young baby, mashallah, just a baby of course. And what he said is recorded in Surah Maryam. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also did the tasbih of Allah. And as he came out in this dunya, he said, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. And this is how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this dunya. Subhanallahi lazim. And this is the brief seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Jumu'ah I had mentioned, when people say, what is unique about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is not unique about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which part of the seerah do we touch? Which segment are we going to put our finger on to look at, bhai, this is the seerah and this is what he has said? For one statement, one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people have written 50 volumes. 50 volumes, one statement, one hadith. Imagine the knowledge that comes from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why he made this abundantly clear. Innama bu'ithtu mu'alliman. The word mu'alliman in the Arabic language, the root word is ilm. And the ilm, manbay ilm, you know, the fountain of knowledge that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how the knowledge of Allah can never be compared with anything in this dunya. Why? Because the knowledge of Allah, His ilm, has no bounds. Allah's knowledge has no bounds because subhanallah, He is Allamul Ghuyub. There is no limit to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salam and Khizr alayhi salam were together. Musa alayhi salam and Khizr alayhi salam. This is Nabuwat Zahiri, and that is, you know, Batini. He was given the knowledge of the unseen Taqdeer. And so as they were sitting in a boat, a bird that was in front of them What the bird did is that it put its beak down, dipping its head in the ocean like that. Just a small peck in the water. And Khidr alayhi salam is saying to Musa alayhi salam, this bird put its beak in the water. How much water do you think this bird has decreased from the ocean? Nothing. When a bird is just pecking in the water, do you think it's going to decrease any water that it's on its nose? Nothing. So Musa alayhi salam said, this is the vast ocean, and what is this bird going to do? So Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam said, even this cannot be compared to the knowledge of Allah. Because the knowledge of Allah has no bounds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been there from the beginning. There is no beginning, there is no ending. And like how there is no bounds of the knowledge of Allah, when it comes to the knowledge given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can only compare that with the creation of Allah. With the creation of Allah. And no one in the creation of Allah has been given the knowledge that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the Quran was not given to Musa alayhi salam. The Quran was not given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Quran was exclusively the greatest speech and kalam was reserved only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the Quran is revealed upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine the knowledge. And even the language selected for the Quran is what? Inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiya. What a beautiful language. What a beautiful language. Yeah, Quran Kareem hai, subhanallah. Really, my respected brothers, I always say this in my Jumu'ah, and I say this so many times. Today we are listening to music. How sad. What a tragedy for this ummah. Do we think that music is going to give us sukoon? Do you think by listening to the musical instruments of shayateen, this shaitani music, where women are naked and dancing, and we are listening to that kind of a music, and that is going to give us peace? Why don't we listen to the Quran? An amazing Qurras, and the way the Quran is being recited, wallahi lazim. When you start listening to the Quran, it is a form of addiction, and that is the best addiction. In the Quran, listen to the Quran, my respected brothers. How beautiful the Quran is. And so Allah is saying, I have revealed also the Quran in the best language, that is the Arabic language. And the Quran was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge of the Arabic language, it is said no one could speak Arabic like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one thing with the Arab community, whatever they were not like us. They were not like us. Our children, we have lost our mother tongue. Am I right? Hamare bachche kya bolte hain? Angrezi. English. The boys and girls, our boys and girls are now, what are they? English boys and English girls. What are they? Our boys are all English. And we only speak with our children in English. That is going to be their mother tongue bus. The last generation, then they don't know nothing. Inko Urdu bhi nahi aati hai, kuch bhi nahi. They don't know Arabic, nothing. But the Arabs, they preserve the Arabic language. The Bedouins, the Arab community, In fact, they preserved the Arabic language in such a way, they took pride in their mother tongue. If you didn't know Arabic, they'd say, he's dumb. What would they say? He's a dumb guy who's here. He's a dumb guy. They call him Ajmi. He's Ajam. Who is he? Ajam. He doesn't know Arabic. They were people who mastered poetry and they would hang poetry on the wall of Kaaba. Sab'i Mu'allaqat was hung on the Kaaba. They knew Arabic. They were masters of Arabic. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would speak Arabic, it is said that all the tribes had their own way of speaking the accent. You know, they, certain words were different in pronunciation. And when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak to them, he would speak to them according to how they would speak. And not only that, sab'atu ahrufin, that the Quran that was revealed to facilitate all the tribes, because certain words were unique with certain tribes, the qiraat of the Quran that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read would also facilitate them in their language. That is why sometimes you will find the Qurra reading a different qiraat. You know, famously, for an example, some people read Maliki Yawmiddin, and sometimes they will say it's not Maliki and it's Maliki Yawmiddin. And sometimes it's, you know, Iyaka, and some will say Iyaka. And sometimes there is Mad and sometimes there is no Mad. And that's how it is. It is the different qiraat and the accent and how they would read. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually knew how to speak. And his miracle was that he would speak in such a way that anyone who would listen to him would understand what he is saying. That is the beauty of a speaker, that when you speak, at least make sure that the people understand what you are saying. And this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say. That is why this Arabic language is also very, very unique. What is the darja of the Quran? Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, a group of people went to this old man during the time of Musa alayhi salam, and they said, you know what, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he is challenging everyone, and is there any way we can overpower him and defeat him? So there was this old man, very clever. They said, the only way to get rid of Musa alayhi salam is to get rid of his stick. Ye jo lakri hai na, lakri, ye lakri isko nikal de, lakri. So they said, if you can get his stick, and when you get hold of his stick, break the stick and throw it away, and you will overpower Musa alayhi salam. So a group of people said, what a good idea. Old man gave us good mashwara. So they plotted, sneaked into the chamber and the room where Musa alayhi salam was resting, and there the stick was there like this. Can you see this asa here? Musa alayhi salam was resting. And a few of them quickly went to the asa, grabbed hold of the asa, and they took the asa out. As they were taking the asa out, the other person is saying that you are holding a snake. And that snake opened up the eyes and the mouth. Can you imagine? You think it is a stick. Musa alayhi salam is sleeping and you are holding on to a snake. Ya Allah. And this snake was getting bigger and bigger in size. And they ran. Jaan bachai. And they ran. And they came to that old man. They said, it is impossible. That is not a stick. That is a snake. That old man was a man of wisdom. He says, actually, this is to tell you that you can never defeat a Nabi, because that stick is not a stick of a magician. He can only be the messenger of Allah, and that is a miracle that is given to him. The ulama say, like how Musa alayhi salam was sleeping, but his miracle was alive. Today Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in Medina Munawwara, but his miracle that is alive is the Quran. The Quran is the living miracle that is alive. That is why we have to listen to the Quran. And the Sunnah is the Quran, the Kalam of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why everything about Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so unique. Even the name given to him, Allama Qastalani Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, 2000 years before Allah created the heavens and the earth, this name was reserved for Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 2000 years back. In fact, Abdul Muttalib had seen a dream, the grandfather. He saw a dream that there is a rope tied to his waist that is going and it is extended straight up to the heavens, and one side of the rope is going to the four corners of the world, each side. And he saw this dream and he woke up, and so he went to the people, the learned people, for an interpretation, and they said, from your body, a child will be born, as in from your lineage, that the heavens and everyone in this earth will also benefit from. And so it happens that when Abdul Muttalib, who was a businessman, what was he? So he went for business with three of his partners to Sham, Syria. And when he got to Syria, again, in Syria you had some of the rabbis, the Jewish scholars that were there, and they would come to meet Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib was a highly respected man, and they started speaking to him and they said to him, you know what, time is very close now for the last Nabi to come in this dunya. He will be born any time now. So these were Arabs, mushrik, pagans, they didn't know this. They said, the last messenger? All the time we have heard that the messengers will be coming, and it has been from you, the last. Because no time has come now. So this man, a rabbi, said to him, the last Nabi is going to come and his name is going to be Muhammad. So the Arabs were clever, Muhammad. Now this name was not given to anybody else. Abdul Muttalib was an old man. The three men who came with him, the partners, were young. When they became fathers to a child, they named all their sons Muhammad. Three of them. They named their sons Muhammad. Abdul Muttalib was an elderly person. So when he looked that those guys have named their sons as Muhammad, he says, you know what, when my grandson is going to be born, I'm going to name him Muhammad. Lo and behold, at the house of Abdullah, a child was born. And he named his grandson Muhammad. He named his grandson Muhammad. And so also this name Muhammad is very, very unique. Muhammad means the one who is most praised. There is no one in this dunya that is more praised than Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The most praised. And from the mother's side, he was known as Ahmad. From the father's side, he was known as Muhammad. And all the names have been registered and recorded in the Quran. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Wama Muhammadun illa Rasul. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. اور پھر کیا ہے؟ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. And then also Ahmad is mentioned in the Quran by Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أحمد. That after me, shall come a Nabi whose name is going to be Ahmad. And why from the mother's side he was known as Ahmad and from the father's side he was known as Muhammad? Hazrati Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the stomach, she was hearing this whispering that somebody was speaking to her, like the malaika, the angels, telling her, Abshiri ya Amina, glad tidings to you, O Amina, fa innaki kad hamalti bi Ahmad, that you will soon be giving birth to a child whose name will be Ahmad. Subhanallah. So she knew, and from in Medina Munawwara, they knew Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be Ahmad, and also they knew his other name, the real name is Muhammad, Muhammad and Ahmad. So alhamdulillah, we must always try to keep the name Muhammad. Aur aap logo se main iltija karta hoon, don't call me Maulana Sindhi, for the sake of Allah, please. Pata nahi aap logo ko kya bimari lagi hai, aap mere dushman ho ya mere muqtadi ho, Maulana Sindhi. Hey, don't call me that. Maulana Muhammad. Umar Saab Zindabad. Umar Saab Zindabad. Umar Saab Zindabad. Call me Maulana Muhammad. What is it? You know, I was in Portugal doing Imamat. Everybody knew me as Maulana Muhammad. It's the name of a Nabi. Why should I be deprived? So please call me Maulana Muhammad first. My name is that, Muhammad. It's a beautiful name. It's such a beautiful name. It is the name of the greatest human being that has come in this dunya, my respected brothers. Subhanallah, it comes that there was one person reading the Torah, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name was clearly mentioned in the Torah. And so it says, فَوَجَدَ إِسْمُ مُحَمَّدٍ فِي أَرْبَعَةِ مَوَاضِعٍ فَكَشَتَهُ. And this man read the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Torah 4 times. Muhammad. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he ripped the Torah in anger. He says, why, you know? And then after a few days, he says, let me read the Torah again. The Qudrat of Allah, this time, 8 times the name of Rasulullah is mentioned in the Torah. Now he knew that this is some kind of a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He leaves for Medina Munawwara. When he goes to Medina Munawwara to make an inquiry to meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. When he passed away, there was so much pain in his heart, because this man was quite sincere. Very sincere. And sometimes we don't understand that, but when you see a person who is with sincerity changing the condition of his heart, subhanallah, the changes that are witnessed physically upon that individual is truly inspiring. Truly inspiring. You know, this chap who read the Shahada today, mashallah, yesterday at the house we were sitting, and I made him read the Shahada, and he was in tears and he was crying and he became breathless. Subhanallah. What's a Polish man who's got nothing to do with Arabic all his life, you know, he's been free. But subhanallah, when it comes to the kalima, when it comes to the deen and this transformation, you know, all of a sudden he becomes emotional and tears, and the ruh that is there is shaking him. Subhanallah, that is the transfer of Iman in the heart. This transfer of Iman in the heart. That is an ajeeb experience, my respected brothers. We will only go through the ruh coming out from the heart, from the body. We will experience that. But it's an extraordinary feeling. And he was so serious, this Jewish man. So he said to Hazrat Ali, you know what, I wanted to see him. Have you got his kurta? Have you got his kurta? And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an got the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know what? He started to inhale the scented kurta. The natural fragrance that was with the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he put it to his mouth and his nose and covering his face with it. And he looked up to the heavens and he said, Ya Allah, I bear witness that there is no God but you, and I bear witness that the man who has been wearing this kurta is your Nabi and your Rasul. Allah, if you have accepted my Islam, then give me death, for I want to meet him. It is said that this man died instantly. Hazrat Ali gave him ghusl and he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Ajeeb, sometimes your du'as are accepted. Your du'as are accepted. This is the maqam of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion Allah said to Musa alayhi salam in Banu Israel that old man who has died, the corpse and his body is there where the filth is, because people were not prepared to bury him because he was a sinful man. They left the body, he didn't have anybody. Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, go to that person who has died, give that body ghusl. Nabi should give him ghusl and put kafan on his body and make dua for him and bury him with honor. Musa alayhi salam did all that. Musa alayhi salam was kalimullah, you know, ladle nabi the. Very extraordinary nabi he was. Ladle. Kalimullah. Not an ordinary nabi. Very close to Allah. Often he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah would grant him anything that he would want. See, Allah, you know, what was so special about this man? You told me to come out and do this. He says, oh Musa, this man was reading the Torah when it came to the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَبَّلَهُ He kissed the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he put the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between the eyes. And he did it with love. And because he showed love to that Nabi, which was not even his Nabi. Nabi was Musa alayhi salam. I have forgiven him, فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ I have forgiven all his sins. Not only that, it comes in the riwayat, he has passed away and his nikah has been performed with the Hura'in. He was a lonely man alone, his nikah has been done with the Hura'in. That is the status, that is the maqam, that is the seerah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we study about him. My respected brothers, inshallah, a few more minutes and inshallah we'll conclude, as it is, Isha is a bit late. You know, there is some sunnah which is sunan-e-adiyah. Sunan-e-adiyah means that the sunnah which generally is easy for us to perform as a habit. And we should try not to miss out from sunan-e-adiyah. Sunan-e-adiyah means when you're eating, what is the sunnah? The dua. When you finish eating, always read the dua. When you go to the toilet, when you come out of the toilet, when you sleep, when you wake up, when you do wuzu, when you come to the masjid, when you go to the bazaar, when you sit, when you're driving. Some of these sunans, which is very unique with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he would sleep, Allah's Nabi would form a cup like this with his hands and he would read Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, and pass the hands over his entire body and the recitation of Ayatul Kursi. These are easy things for us to do, and we must try never to miss out from the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are going to put our clothes on, put your right hand in first, your right leg in first. So this sunan-e-adiyah, once you have mastered this first level, then go on to the second level of, mashallah, understanding other great sunans of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more closer a person is to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah, mashallah, success is for him in this dunya and also in the hereafter. In this dunya and also in the hereafter, my respected brothers. So coming back to the topic of the name Muhammad, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an says that it comes in the hadith, when you have named a child who is Muhammad, فَأَكْرِمُهُ Do his izzat and honor him. And people who have been given these names like Muhammad and the names of Anbiya alayhimu salam, it should be in them to understand, subhanallah, what am I doing? Allah has given me such a lovely name, such a lovely name. And some people feel that, you know what, it's wrong just to have a single name as Muhammad. It's not. It's not. So they say Muhammad Ahmad or Muhammad Yusuf. No, you can have your name as Muhammad. In fact, if you name yourself as Muhammad Yusuf, then people will start calling you Yusuf and not Muhammad, or Muhammad Ahmad, they'll call you something else or whatever. So there is nothing according to the mas'ala that you can't keep this name. And Allah's Nabi has said, in fact, if there is a Muhammad in the family, Allah opens up the doors of barakat. Doors of barakat. It comes in the riwayat that there will be some individuals whose name will be Muhammad. Allah will say to them, you did not do haya of disobeying me in dunya, but I have haya in punishing you because you have the name of my Nabi. So subhanallah, you know, this is a bonus. You have a name Muhammad also. So mashallah, your children's names, alhamdulillah, we must make sure that when we name our children, name them that are names of the Anbiya, the companions, pious people. And the beauty of the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that it attracts the rahmat. Why is this name so important? The name Muhammad attracts the rahmat of Allah. That is why when we are making dua, we say read durood in the beginning and read durood at the end. Why? The name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam attracts the mercy of Allah. And just to conclude, you know, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as a human being, what was the decree of Allah? But this human error of him eating something in Jannah which Allah told him not to, and he forgot, fanasiya, he forgot. He stayed there for a long period of time, a human being, he forgot. For that he was punished, he came in this dunya. And he would repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Allah is not saying kalimatin, kalimat. Allah put in his heart so many different types of kalimat for him to make dua. And he was making dua that Allah accept my dua, Allah accept my dua. Allah forgive me. But then one day when he made a dua that Ya Allah, by the barakat and the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, accept my dua, and his dua was accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Adam, how did you know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? First man, first Nabi, and the last Nabi. Where is Adam alayhi salam and where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How do you know him? He says, Bari Ta'ala, what I had seen is that when I looked up to your arsh, on the arsh with your name was this name written also. And I realized that only someone who is beloved to you, his name can be with your name. So that now I am making dua, I ask for the wasila of this great Nabi also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, yes, of course, Adam. And this is very, very true. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most beloved to Allah. And wallahi, my respected brothers, just think about this, that we are the followers of that Nabi who is the most beloved to Allah. Imagine just for one second, Allah save us, Allah save us, Allah save us from kufr, if we were not given iman. Think about it, close your eyes and think that, you know what, if you were not a Muslim, where would we have been today? Ya Allah, what would have been happening with us? But what a ni'mat of Allah, what a blessing of Allah, that free of charge, free of charge, free of charge, what worship have we done? Allah selected us and we are mu'mineen. We pray to Allah that Allah give us khatima with iman. That Ya Allah, every second of our life we remain with iman. And that the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in our DNA, in our blood drop. Not just inside us, but even our children, our entire progeny, until the day of Qiyamah, that we all go to Jannah with our families. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.